kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa maliit at sariling mga paraan, maaari kang maging bayani para sa inang bayan. Sa makabagong panahon ngayon, marami ng paraan para sa isang Pilipino na maipakita ang pagmamahal para sa pinagmulang Pilipinas. Si Dr. Jose Rizal ay malawakang itinuturing na isa sa pinakadakilang bayani ng Pilipinas at siyang itinuturing na pangunahing bayani ng bansa. Bagaman walang batas o tahasang proklamasyon o executive order mula sa gobyerno ng Pilipinas para iproklama ito.
Hello everyone, my name is Rafi Palma. I'm a solicitor here in Sydney. Something we need to remember that more than being a national hero, Jose Rizal is human being, like us, simpleng tao. And that I believe is the foremost thing that I've learned. His focus on self-worth and on human dignity. So if you look at his life and his works, it actually transcends politics and it can be applied across generations. It resonates even up to today because foremost, ang sinasabi niya is having the self-worth and focusing on each human being, on the principle of human dignity that each of one will have to respect and embrace as well.
Can you give one or two lessons na natutunan mo from your readings and researches about him?
There is so much focus nowadays, for example, on IQ and EQ. Yep, but everyone is forgetting about AQ, the adversity quotient. And if you look at the life of Jose Rizal, he actually developed those three things. Matalino siya, so he has the IQ. He has, of course, he has the emotional quotient. Having be able to fight the Spaniards with his pen and knowing na hindi pa prepared at that time yung mga Filipinos. But his death actually triggered the revolution. But importantly, the AQ. Just imagine him being an coming from a middle-class family, being able to afford everything, and then go to Europe, tas magtitipid. There was even, I even read a story wherein pinagkasya niya yung kanyang allowance for a month, and other Filipinos couldn't do that. They can only last for like 10 days with that sort of allowance when his family was having trouble in the Philippines. He went through all these adversities and became a really strong person, sort of took up the helms against the Spaniards.
Si Jose Rizal ay isang Pilipinong nationalista, manunulat at polymath na aktibo sa pagtatapos ng panahon ng kolonyal na Espanya sa Pilipinas. Siya ang itinuturing na pambansang bayani ng Pilipinas. Siya ay isang ophthalmologist o doktor sa mata. Si Rizal ay naging isang manunulat at isang mahalagang miyembro ng kilusang propaganda ng Pilipino na nagtataguyod sa mga reformang pampolitika para sa kolonya sa ilalim ng Espanya ng mga panahong 1800s. Ang mga isinulat niyang libro tulad ng Noli Me Tangere at El Filibusterismo at ang mga aral mula sa iba pa niyang libro ay nagpapatuloy hanggang sa mga panahong ito na pinaghuhugutan ng mga aral at leksyon mula sa nakaraan.
I'm Chi De Jesus and I'm the creative head of Monster Minds Creative Services. Naniniwala ako na the story of Jose Rizal has to be discussed every so often. Kasi maraming bagay na maaring matutunan or maintindihan tungkol sa atin bilang Pilipino. Especially yung mga tao na who have experienced migration. And sometimes you have to take a step back to look at the bigger picture. And leaving the country would be that step back. Para makita mo yung katotohanan sa mga nangyayari. Because your exposure with other governments, other people, other cultures, yun ang nagbibigay sa'yo ng ng pagkakaintindi or nagpapaliwanag sa iyo ng sarili nating pagkatao. And sad as it seems, yung akala natin na nangyayari lang noong 1800s or even earlier still happens because of, I think for me it's called the war DNA. It stays. And we have to admit na merong ganon para masolusyonan natin at mabago ang ating future for our children. You cannot solve a problem if you do not admit that there's a problem. And everyone is a hero in their own minds, right? So I think kailangan umabot tayo sa pagkakaintindi at pagpapakumbaba para mag-umpisa ang pagbabago.
My name is Marilyn Mendez. Well, I think it's important to everybody to know your history, to know about the national hero, and you have to spread it, especially the children who grew up here, and they don't know about Jose Rizal, they don't know about our history, and actually, because I left at a younger age from the Philippines to come to Australia, I really don't know much about our history, but it now is good to learn and relearn what I've learned in school, and to know the history of the Philippines, and especially in the 1800s, where the Spaniards colonized the Philippines, and really how bad we were treated by the Spaniards, and the kids, the children, should know that and know where they came from and their background as Filipinos.
Bukod kay Jose Rizal, inirekomenda din ng National Heroes Committee noong Nobyembre 15, 1995, sina Andres Bonifacio, Emilio Aguinaldo, Apolinario Mabini, Marcelo H. Del Pilar, Sultan de Patuan Codarat, Juan Luna, Melchora Aquino, at Gabriela Silang na kilalanin bilang mga pambansang bayani ng Pilipinas. Pero walang aksyon na ginawa kaugnay ng rekomendasyong ito. Sa kasalukuyang panahon, maraming miyembro ng lipunang Pilipino ang itinuturing na rin ngayon ng mga bayani. Mga ordinaryong Pilipino tulad ng mga manggagawa, gaya na lamang ng mga guro, mangingisda, mga nagsisilbi sa hukbong sandatahan ng Pilipinas, mga atleta na nagbibigay karangalan sa bansa, at ang milyong-milyong mga overseas Filipino workers na nagsasakripisyo na malayo sa kanilang mga pamilya, hindi lamang para kumita kundi para mapabuti ang kalagayan ng kanilang mga pamilya at mahal sa buhay, at sa ganong paraan ay makapag-ambag sa ikabubuti ng kalakhang sambayan ng Pilipino. Pero paano nga ba maging isang makabagong bayani sa panahong ito? Tinanong natin ang ilan nating kababayan, ano ang kanilang paraan para maipakita ang pagmamahal sa bayan at paano nga ba maging isang modern-day hero sa ngayon.
The most valuable thing that we have now is our time. So if we're willing to devote our time to help each other out, then that's invaluable. You don't have to give up your life, but you need to provide time to be able to hear out someone who is, for example, needs someone to listen to him or her, or provide any sort of assistance. And first and foremost, it doesn't have to be financial. Giving time alone and attention is already a big thing. From the life of Jose Rizal, I would say, let's help each other out. And let's reach out to each one, kasi may mga mahihiya dyan, hindi hihingi ng tulong, and alam mo naman tayo mga Pilipino, right? As much as possible, we'll do things by ourselves, even if we really need help. So for those of us who are in a better position, I believe we should reach out and check out the one beside you. Hey, are you okay? Hey, do you need help? Hey, I'm available. I'm someone you can talk to.
I am Jinky Mosh.
I know, Jinky, you're part of the Kababaihang Rizalista. Ngayon, marami na yung sinasabi na modern-day hero. Para sa'yo, ano ang pwede mong gawin para maging isang modern-day hero?
Maging modern-day hero, hindi natin kailangan ng kapa, di ba? At hindi kailangan na ipamalaki mo sa iba. Para sa akin, ang modern-day hero ay nagsisimula ito sa sarili. Kahit hindi natin malaman, hindi malaman ng iba sa social media, walang self-gratification, ang tunay na kabayanihan ay nanggagaling sa kabutihan ng tao. At ito ay mabibigyan ng reward o ng kantimpala ng ating poong may kapal na sana katulad niya ay ginamit ang kapayapaan upang ipalaganap ang kanyang hangarin, mabuting hangarin sa ating bayan, sa ating komunidad. Kahit na ibinuwis niya ang kanyang buhay para dito.
Hi, my name is Sheen Ricardo.
Nowadays, there are people who are called modern-day heroes. You don't have to give up your life to be a hero. But as a young boy, what do you think you can do to be a hero yourself in your own little way?
I could help people. I could donate things that I don't really need to charity. And I can really make a stall for clothes or things like old bags, t-shirts, and pants to give to the people who really need it.
As a young Filipino-Australian, what do you think you can do, not to die for the country, but what can you do to make a difference in your community, especially for the Filipinos?
So maybe we can like raise money for all the people in Philippines, yeah, and really help them.
Hello, ako si Gracie Panlikan. At para sa akin, in general, ang kasaysayan is parang pathway o bridge ng kasalukuyan. So mahalaga na malaman ito ng mga nakakabatang mga Filipino-Australian. Especially, ito yung parang nakafocus sa pamilya ni Jose Rizal. Hindi lamang bilang isang national hero, kundi isang kuya, kundi isang kapatid. At syempre bilang isang anak.
Marami tayong ngayon naririnig ng mga modern-day heroes ano, sa mga Pilipino, kasama dyan yung mga OFW. Para sa'yo, ano ang pwede mong gawin para ikaw mismo, in your own little way, ay maging isang modern-day hero?
Hindi dahilan na wala ka na sa Pilipinas para maramdaman mo na isa ka pa rin Filipino. Ito yung dahilan kaya patuloy pa rin kaming, like kami nandito tayo sa Australia, patuloy pa rin tayo nagiging involved sa mga Filipino events para ma-promote yung kultura natin, especially yung ating mga kaugalian, especially yung nga dito nakafocus yung family. How important it is na even at the end of our days, kasama natin yung pinaka-importante sa ating buhay, which is our family. And I guess that's, you know, it's a modern day hero na nasa ating lahat, hindi lamang sa kumbaga mamamatay ka para sa bayan, kundi kung paano ka magmamahal sa pamilya.
Sa iyong munting paraan at pagiging isang mabuting mamamayan, maaari kang maging modernong bayani sa makabagong panahon. Adeline Villata para sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang mga kwento, balita at impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.